Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Joining us now from Sports Info Solutions, he is the one and only John Shirley, who actually had some positive things to say about the Packers draft. He joins Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and myself, C. Sparky Pfeiffer, now on The Fan. John, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, John, first things first, make everybody feel better about the Jordan Love selection. Tell us some positives about Jordan Love.
Okay. So with Jordan Love, you go back two seasons ago, and a lot of the metrics actually like him quite a bit. And then the problem that I think a lot of people had red flags with him was this last season, where his team lost a lot of talent around him. There was a new offensive system. And so he was kind of forced to push the ball downfield a little bit, feel like he had to be the guy all the time. And that actually shows up in our data. We have a metric here, ADOT plus and plus minus, which kind of measures a quarterback's aggression down the field based off the routes on the play, the coverage, some of the situational factors. And he was actually last year one of the most aggressive quarterbacks down the field. So I think that's kind of where he got into a little bit of trouble last year. But if you kind of rein that in a little bit at the next level, where maybe he doesn't feel like he has to be the guy and has a couple years to sit and work on some of the decision making and stuff, I think you'll see a big improvement from him. And 2 years ago, I think one of the big things that you see was he was very efficient down the field. You know, he's a very athletic guy, can work outside of the pocket, and has a good arm and some good touch down the field.
So what about his throws averaging over 20 yards? Did he have many of those?
Yeah, he actually had quite a few, and he was actually relatively efficient on those. I believe he was one of the most efficient quarterbacks among his draft class 2 years ago. And then this year you saw a little bit of a dip, but not as much as maybe you would think with some of the lack of talent he was working with.
Yeah, one thing I did like about, I looked at his the combine and some of the throws he was making. I like his setup. I like his feet. And he's a big kid. I don't think people realize how big he is. But and ran I think a 4.7 in the 40, because I'm not looking for a lot of running around in the pocket. But his escapability and the throw it on the run, that would really intrigue me.
Yeah, he's very athletic and big arm, can work outside the pocket, and I think he showed that quite a bit. He had some nice rushing efficiency last season too, so. I think he's.
Yeah. Do you?
There's a lot of upside there with him.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What?
No. Go ahead. You finish your point. Go ahead.
That was it. I was just saying. I think you have quite a bit of upside, but.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm looking at a pro style offense compared to a complete spread. Some of the spread quarterback, the Jalen Hurtses of the world, people think they're too gimmicky, and the pro style. Quarterback, the Burrows, people think, well, they got all this talent around them. For a kid that at Utah State that has a lot of changes, they're trying to figure out what's best for him. So you think he's 2-3 years away in your mind, you think, or he could be one of these guys that if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, you feel comfortable about putting him out there?
I think he's probably a year or two away, but I think he does show some traits that generally translate between college and the NFL. In fact, some of those traits that translate the most are accuracy, downfield aggression, which I kind of talked about, and a quarterback's decision-making of when to scramble when the play kind of breaks down. And if you look at those type of metrics and compare them to a couple of the guys in the previous couple draft classes, he actually rates relatively similar to Sam Darnold, who was seen as kind of a pro-ready guy. So he has kind of that level of accuracy and aggression down the field. And so I think there's traits that translate relatively well. I think the few things you'll have to clean up are the decision-making. And I think that kind of cleans itself up by itself a little bit without him having to feel like he always has to be the guy and the most. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to make all those big throws at all throughout the game.
We're talking to John Shirley of Sports Info Solutions, wrote a great piece talking about this Packers draft. What about the value picks of A.J. Dillon, the running back out of Boston College in the second round, and then Josiah DeGuara, the tight end out of Cincinnati in the third round? A lot of guys that we've had on the air said Dillon probably more along the lines of a third round running back. DeGuara, some people say, probably more around the lines of a sixth round pick. How do you view both of those players?
So I think there is some legitimate criticism with maybe the positional and round value with those picks. But if you look at the players mm-hmm. themselves, you look at Dillon and his situation at Boston College, they basically built the offense around him. Teams knew he was getting the ball. In fact, he on 44% of his carries, he was running into a stacked box of eight or more defenders. And that is twice as high as any other back that you saw drafted.
Yeah,
and he was still one of the most efficient backs, even in that situation. So he's a guy that has a lot of carries and maybe was probably picked maybe a round or two earlier than people would expect. But I think he's an efficient back, and he creates depth at a position where you have two contracts that are up after this year, the two guys in front of him. So he's kind of your insurance policy that can contribute this year, but will be the insurance policy you know, depending on how those contracts go with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams in the future. And then DeGuara is an interesting tight end piece. There's been a lot about where LaFleur is going to kind of play him. Is he going to be an H-back role? Is he going to be a Kyle Juszczyk? Is he going to be a tight end? And he is a guy that has been able to move around the formation quite a bit when he was at Cincinnati. He spent 36% of his snaps in the slot, and he actually ran, I think, about 55% of his routes from the slot. So he has a lot of experience there. He had a handful of snaps in the backfield. They didn't really use him too much there, but he has some experience being moved around a little bit, and I feel like that fits what LaFleur really wants to do with this offense, because you kind of mm-hmm. you go back to his 2018 season with the Titans when he was the offensive coordinator. And they were third in the league in use of two or more tight ends, kind of that bigger personnel. And then you look at the Packers last year, and they were about 16th in the NFL. So now that you have a versatile piece with DeGuara, you have Jay Sternberger, you still have Mercedes Lewis and Robert Tonyan on the roster, I feel like that kind of plays into how LaFleur wants to structure his offense moving forward. So I think these two guys, maybe the, like I said, the round value, you can kind of argue back and forth, but I feel like they fit what the roster needed, and they fit LaFleur's vision moving forward.
Last one
for me. Kamal Martin, I know he was banged up in Minnesota, inside linebacker. He's going to have a chance, if he can stay healthy, of getting some good playing time. So I like that pick, because it seems like he can be a guy that can, you know, be special teams or whatever. But were you surprised the Packers, after that, went three straight linemen instead of picking up a receiver?
So at first, I think I was kind of in that camp of with most people where, you know, you look at where the Packers struggled last year, and it was they needed another receiving threat. But then you kind of look at how their roster is structured right now, and I don't think it was that big of a reach to really emphasize the offensive line moving forward. Because, again, you have some contract situations that are going to be up on the interior with Corey Linsley and some other guys there after this season. So you want to create a lot of depth there. And I think they got some talented players with Runyon possibly moving inside. He was a very talented player that we ranked actually relatively high. And then you have a lot of Jake Hansen started quite a few games at Oregon. So I feel like that was a good move to shore up that interior of the line moving forward. And then the fact that they didn't get a receiver, I know that surprised a lot of fans, and a lot of fans weren't exactly happy with it. But I think the Packers really are emphasizing the growth from within, and also are hoping from contributions from Devin Funchess, who they signed in free agency. And two of the players that actually really like moving forward are St. Brown and Lazard, who I think will take over quite a bit of the, you know, move into that position where they needed extra receiving help. Because you see 2 years ago, before St. Brown was hurt, his rookie season, when he was on the field, the Packers were about 5 points better on offense per game. And then you see that exact same increase from Lazard last year when he was on the field. So if you kind of get those two guys on the field at the same time, you expect quite a big jump from the offense and some receiving threats that way. And also when those two guys have been on the field, Aaron Rodgers' completion percentage goes up about 4%. So I think fans should be excited that those two guys will be healthy and be on the field at the same time this season.
It's all about the numbers at Sports Info Solutions. John Shirley joining us. John, thanks so much for coming on, man. Have a good rest of your
John.
Night.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. There is John Shirley on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Up next, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Your chance to get in on the top three topics of the day. And conveniently enough, they all focus on the Green Bay Packers, as you might expect. But right now, let's focus on J&J Contractors.
Yeah, my good friends over at J&J Contractors. Guys, if you're looking to create some livable space within your house, well, call my good friends over at J&J Contractors. They can come out and take a look at it and give you an estimate of how much it's going to cost and show you the right way to do it. They do it right the first time, and I think that's what everybody would love for them to do. You've been at your house. You've been cooped up. You got kids running around. You got dogs running around. And now, you know what? I can create some livable space for myself, or maybe I can create some space for my children and the dog to have their own space. And then the wife and I can have our own space. Well, guys, if you have those kind of ideas, call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors and ask for Jason.
This segment of the Big Show's brought to you by True Green. Times are challenging right now in Milwaukee, but True Green knows the grass will get greener. Call them today, 866-967-7012, or go to truegreen.com/radio to save 50% on your spring application. Again, truegreen.com/radio to save 50% on your spring application. True Green will take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.